Hi guys, welcome back to the Sacred Sessions podcast. I'm your host, Alexandra Rivera. And you guys, this episode, I am so excited to just be providing you with such valuable information. I was honestly like taking mental notes the entire time. And just like re-listening to this podcast, I am definitely going to implement a lot of the information that Laura shares, because I'm really just trying to take back my health. I never really prioritized my health, and being a woman, we need to prioritize our health, and we go into the details as to why it's important to just learn your body, how your body works, whether that's with hormonal changes, your moon cycle. All right, I don't want to drag this intro on too long, so we are going to hop in with my intention of the week. And my intention for this week is to do what feels right, and whatever doesn't feel right can fuck off. I am 21 years old, and I'm saying this as an old soul. I am too old to be doing things that just don't feel right, to be putting up with things that just don't feel good, and I'm not about it. It's 2023. I think we all should be doing what feels right, whether that's what we're putting in our body, the friendships, the relationships, just how we treat ourselves. In every area of our life, we should be happy. And I know with living this experience, we're not going to be happy 100% of the time, and that's a part of this experience, and that's totally okay to not be happy. You're experiencing those emotions for a reason, but what goes down must come up. If I'm saying that right, you guys get what I'm saying. Your happiness is important. My happiness is important, and I'm not fucking settling for any bullshit. And honestly, that's my bullshit too, because sometimes I be feeding myself some bullshit and I'm just like, whoa, what is the purpose of this? Why am I making myself feel like straight up crap? And I think awareness is just key. And that's a start, awareness and boundaries. I hope you guys enjoy this episode. It's a real good one. And let me know how you think of it on my Instagram. I'm debating on whether or not I want to like create a separate account just for this podcast. I don't know if I want to do that or not, because I still have my Celestial account. And for those of you that don't know, I have a jewelry company. It's called Celestial. So I do have another Instagram account that is like just for something else that's not my personal life, like Celestial. So I'm not like too sure if I want to have like three accounts. I think it'd be really cool to just have like my Celestial account just like for everything, but I don't really know. I would probably have to, you know, do a whole different Instagram username so that it can be like the home of every little thing that I like to provide and put out into the world. You feel? Without further ado, here is the episode with Laura Birch. Today we are here with Laura Birch, also Nurse Flow on Instagram. Laura is a mom, a certified personal trainer, woman's fit specialist, works a 9-to-5 corporate job, a mama of two, shows women that it is possible to take back their health. How are you doing today, Laura?
Oh, I'm so good and so happy to be chatting with you tonight. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, you're welcome. I am super excited to dive into this. I just like love what you do with like just teaching women the importance of their health, because I feel like it's super important, and we're not taught about like the anatomy of our bodies, especially like in schools. Like I feel like when I was taking like health classes, we were just like, here's one body, and like explaining this to boys and girls, and not like realizing that like we're completely different and our bodies work so differently. So I guess we'll just hop in right there. How did you get started on just like, or just like curious about, you know, your body and how it functions?
So I've always been into science. So my favorite class in like high school was biology. and just learning how the human body works is so fascinating to me.
Yeah.
And going to college, I stuck with all science courses and health courses. But I have a degree in public health, and I have always been, not always, I guess I shouldn't say always, like I played soccer growing up my whole life. And then after I had my daughter Stella, I gained like 65 pounds with her. And I was like, all right, I need to, I was 20 years old. I was like, I need to get my life together.
That's how I was with my daughter. I gained like 55, 60 pounds.
Yeah. So I started working out at that point. And because I mean, once soccer ended in high school, I didn't do anything. So I built the habit of just slowly starting to exercise. And once I started really working on my fitness, I was still eating like crap. And I'm like, well, I'm doing all of this hard work. Why am I eating crap and not like nourishing my body after a workout and eating the right way? Like, and some people can work out, eat whatever they want, and have the most perfect body ever, like completely shredded, whatever. And I'm not one of those people.
Neither am I.
Yeah, no.
A lot of people are.
Yeah, and I just realized how I felt after eating a meal. Like, was I lethargic and swollen and just genuinely didn't feel well when I overate or ate junky type of snacks, versus when I eat smoothies and salads and all those healthier foods, I felt like lighter and energized and ready to take on the day. My mental clarity was really good and I just felt better. So that's what really started my fitness journey.
Mm-hmm.
And then I had my son, he just turned 4. So I just had him, and after having him, my hormones were awful. So I had cholestasis while I was pregnant. So I had the bile acids build up in by my liver. And the way it would try to get out was through my skin. So that one of the main symptoms is itchiness. And it's usually like your hands and your feet. But I was literally scratching and cutting myself. It was so bad. Yeah. So I just don't think things went back to normal after that point, after I had him. And I just struggled for 2 years, like waiting for my body to get back to normal, and silence about severe PMS, not knowing it was premenstrual dysphoric disorder. And I went to my doctor and he's like, you're depressed. I'm like, I know what depression is. Been there. It's not that. Like, it's cyclical. Like, when I am leading up the 2 weeks in the luteal phase to my period, I'm miserable. Like, my husband's scared to talk to me because I'm going to snap at him. I want to crawl out of my skin and scream, and I can feel myself just being so irritable. And then like a couple days into my cycle, I would feel like my normal self again. But then you'd go into the follicular phase and up towards ovulatory phase, and I was like on cloud nine. Like, I'd be like, I love you. I just met you and you're my best friend.
What's wrong with you?
Yeah. And I like that emotional roller coaster, and I'd be like so happy that I'd be crying. It's like It was extreme. So I'm like, this is not normal. Something is wrong with me. And so I finally got a hold of my midwife. I'm like, oh, it's premenstrual dysphoria, like within a minute of me describing what was happening. And so I was told it was either antidepressant or birth control to fix it. So I went on birth control and I did an IUD, and my worst fear happened, and my body rejected it and it came out.
Oh
and
my
it was
God.
Just, yeah. So it was like in my body, but not in my uterus. I was in the emergency room. I was not okay. I'm like, this is why I resisted for many years with the IUD, and it happened to me.
So many bad stories without an IUD.
Really? Because I've only heard good things.
Doing my research on like birth controls and stuff, because I was put on birth control. I was in the like early preteens because I got my period, and it was just super heavy, and my mom was just not educated on just like the cycle and just like how to actually live with it and not against it. And I went to the doctor, and they're like, here, just take these and this will solve your problems. And it wound up just like making my cycle lighter, and then I wound up not getting my cycle for like a good amount of time. I was looking at just like reviews and stuff, and I've seen a lot of like bad side effects, and that was one of them. And I was like, that sounds so scary.
Yeah, and that's the thing. See, I was also put on birth control to ease my period symptoms, because I mean, the generations before us, just they really didn't know. They weren't educated. And going back to what you said about, you know, in class growing up, we aren't educated in our health class. And I just remember fourth or fifth grade, where the nurse came in and talked to the girls, but all she really told us about was pads and deodorant.
Oh my God.
What?
You don't even need deodorant.
No. And honestly, teach us about deodorant that's natural.
Yeah.
Honestly, like I was using, what is it? Like old, I don't know, like the Old Spice type of men's deodorant, because it smelled good. And I was having like painful lumps in my armpits. And then I switched to, oh my gosh, I can't remember what I use now. All natural. And it's Palo Santo and frankincense.
Is it the native brand?
No.
Sounds like a scent that they would have.
It's, oh, I can't remember. It's right in my bathroom right here, but opening the door is too difficult right now. But it went away. Like the armpit pain went away. So I know something in the other deodorant was affecting my body.
Yeah. But do you know if it had like aluminum or paraben?
It probably did. It was not a healthy kind of deodorant. So
yeah, you said it was Old Spice. It's like,
yeah.
Generic.
Yeah. So once I switched that, it all went away. And it's, you know, I love our doctors. They're great. We need them. I prefer midwives, and even a lot of midwives in our area, at least, they're not as holistic as I would want them to be, as I need. And I was never given the option to use food to balance my hormones. It was medication, and medication just masks it all. Just like birth control for us when we went on it when we were younger, it's not fixing the root cause. It's masking the symptoms, and once you get off of it, those symptoms are still going to be there, and the cause of it isn't going to be fixed.
Yeah, I think it's great that we're becoming more aware of this as like generations go on, because I feel like we are improving a lot, and we're actually talking about this and not silencing ourselves and what we're going through, and realizing that we're not alone, and majority of women around us are also experiencing this or have experienced this before. So with like balancing your hormones, where can you start? I know you're all about just like nourishing your body with like healthy foods and just like moving your body, but for someone that isn't used to that, that probably looks scary. So what's something that they can implement today that could help them
I
tremendously?
would say for like alleviating PMS symptoms, eating more fiber because the fiber binds to the estrogen and helps you remove it through bowel movements. And if it's not removed from your body, it's just going to recycle into your bloodstream and it's going to raise your estrogen levels. And estrogen is one of the main causes for most of our imbalances for our menstrual cycles. A lot of our issues are rooted in high estrogen levels. So increasing fiber is so helpful. I'd say that's a really good place to start. And just like always baby steps, like coming from somebody who has tried every sort of diet and everything, it's baby steps. It's a lifelong journey. So start with the one thing, and then once you have that down, add the another and just keep adding to it, but don't do everything at once or it's just going to be overwhelming.
And would you say like moving your body has like plays an important part in this as well? Whether it's like heavy lifting, yoga, even just going for like a simple 10-minute walk or run, is it important to move your body every day and why?
Yes. So with each phase, we have like follicular and ovulatory phase. So follicular is right after you stop bleeding, right when you're done your period. And it's about 7 days long. And then your ovulatory phase is after that. And that's about 4 days long. And that's when your energy is like really rising. So getting those intense workouts in, and if you are already working out, push yourself during those phases, and it's going to really help you burn more fat and build more muscle because your body can more easily access the carbs for energy. And then when you're going into the luteal phase after your ovulatory phase, and that's like luteal is like 10 to 14 days long. I think the first half, you still have energy from ovulatory phase. So you still want to keep your body moving. You can do this higher intensity workouts. But then, like 5 days before your period comes, you should start slowing it down because your hormones are dropping. And when your hormones, your progesterone and your estrogen are low, your body's going to start releasing cortisol. And then that is going to eat away at your muscle. It like literally breaks down your muscles. So, and prevents protein synthesis, which builds up your muscles. So it's important to get movement in. I think it's important to get movement in for your mental health alone. But there is a way to do it where you're not burning yourself out and wasting your muscle and staying stuck with like little progress. And in the menstrual phase, you rest for most of it. And towards the end, once that energy starts to rise, you pick it up again. But it's all, I mean, and it's not even just like your estrogen and progesterone, it's your whole endocrine system that you're trying to help. And it can really transform your mindset and your outlook on life, I think. And that's all hormones being released and producing your happy hormones. So for the sake, I'll say that, but, and you're going to have, once your body like starts to get used to that, you're going to have time where you not necessarily need to work out, but you know you're going to feel better when you work out or go for a walk. And I suggest starting, like if you're starting off with working out and you need to build a habit, start with walking. It's the simplest thing that you can do. But it affects your hormones, and working with your cycle is going to prevent burnout later on. It's going to help you burn more fat and build more muscle. And you're like, within the first month, I watched my body transform. And not only me, my husband noticed. And I mean, I've been working out for 10 years and I never saw that kind of transformation. So I was very happy with it. But it really does affect everything.
Have you been working out like 10 years consistently, or have there been like dips where you have gone like a month or something neglecting that practice?
It's been pretty consistent. I mean, the first like year or so, probably it was building up the habit. Like I started with the workout program I started with was literally Lazy Girl, called Lazy Girl Workouts. And it'd be like, while you're brushing your teeth, doing some squats or something, or lunges and stuff like that.
Clearly it's helped.
It helped me build, helped me build my habits. So no. And then when I was like going through that hormonal change, I had zero energy to lift weights, no want to do it. And I did a month of yoga and just like healed my body through yoga. And then after that month, I was ready to lift again, but it was listening to my body and what it needed. And I needed to slow down and just do restorative body movements instead of aggressive like hits and intense lifting. Yeah. And that, I think that taught me also is like, you need to listen to your body and your body's going to tell you what you need no matter what and go with it.
Yeah.
Like,
how does one even begin to start listening to their body?
You should, this is part of my, this is part of my grocery list from my Fit for the Flow program. I have questions in there for your food. Like, how do you feel before you eat? How do you feel after? And really reflecting on how your body feels after you're eating. That's gonna be like, oh, like crap, I just ate a gigantic, I don't know, like bowl of pasta. Not that pasta is bad for you, but when you overeat too much pasta, you get like lethargic and you feel heavy and you're just like, ugh, and you feel bloated. Yeah, you're a complete, you feel like a couch potato after. So learning the differences of how you're feeling and how the food interacts with your body, I think is the first step. And then once you have that down, I feel like for me, if I go on vacation or something and I'm just be like, all right, vacation mode, I'm going to forget everything and just eat ice cream every day, my body is screaming at me for a vegetable and some fruit and healthy foods. And that is from knowing the difference of how I feel from those foods and being, doing those reflections on that.
Yeah.
And then with working out, it's listening to your body, like, is my body tired and do I need rest? Or is it my mind telling me I don't want to do this? I have no motivation to do this, because there's a huge difference between motivation and exhaustion. And I think that's a hard line for people to learn. And I mean, sometimes I still struggle with that. But think about how you'll feel after the workout. And will my body just be more exhausted, or will I be energized?
Yeah. So for those that have trouble working out, that aren't doing it consistently, they're just obviously not having a clear on why they should be working out, would you say that you need a larger why than just, I need to have that bikini summer body by this time? Do you think that there's like, it should be deeper than that in order to consistently keep showing up for yourself every day?
I think that's up to the person, because I mean, once you get your fitness journey started, I do think that it should be a bit deeper. But starting out, if that's your reason is summer body, okay, you're getting started. I started because of that. And like, I was like, I'm too young to let go of my body. That's essentially what got me into working out. And it, over the past 10 years, it evolved into just feeling better. I had a friend on vacation, and one day I ate some French fries and I was like, I just feel greasy. I feel greasy in me. He's like, oh, you're so dramatic. I'm like, no, you don't understand. I know it's not important to you, but like, there's a whole nother level of feeling good. And I want to feel that good all the time. So I think any reason that they get started is good. And I am sure that it will evolve over time and become deeper. And once they find that deeper connection to their why, it's going to really stick for them and become that lifelong journey.
Yeah. So shifting things over to your business, you have many different services that you provide on your Instagram. You were just talking about Fit for Flow. So do you want to just talk about that, what that is?
So Fit for the Flow is a cycle syncing program. And we go over a good food schedule and kind of how to structure your meals so that you're managing your blood sugar. We go into managing your blood sugar to prevent dips and spikes, and that'll help prevent your sugar cravings. And, you know, like that willpower that we struggle with, it's going to help prevent that, because when your blood sugar drops and you're like, oh my gosh, I need all the sugar, I need chocolate, give me it, it's going to prevent that. Like, we don't have willpower when that happens. It's our blood sugar. So managing that is going to prevent you from snacking late at night and going for those chocolates. And then we go into each of the phases of the cycle and what your body's doing and what the hormones are doing. And we review like the luteinizing hormone, the follicle stimulating hormone, estrogen, progesterone, testosterone, what everything is doing throughout the cycle. And what foods to focus on, what exercises to focus on, what's going to be happening with like your mental state and your physical changes. And then there are two workout programs. So there's the Cycle Syncing Fitness Program, and there's 2 months worth of workouts for that. And it goes by phase. And then there's the Core Progression Workout Program, which is 3 months long and 3 days a week and three phases. So starting with modifications and like working your way up. And then there's the grocery list. and that breaks down foods that you should increase during each phase. So I'm not like sitting here saying, take away this food, don't eat that food group. No, it's focus on increasing these foods during these phases to help metabolize estrogen and get it out of your body and set your progesterone levels up so that they're at a healthy level too. And then there's a cycle syncing tracker. So you can track your symptoms and help you figure out any imbalances that are happening. So I love this program. It's what I did to rebalance myself. And I was able to notice a difference within the first month. Like I explained that roller coaster of emotions, and I felt level-headed the entire month. Like I got my period and I didn't tell anybody and nobody knew. Like my husband had no idea. Like I was like, oh my gosh, this is the coolest thing ever. Like I used food and fitness and no medication. I was like geeking out. Yeah, so that just went live this past Monday. It's a self-paced course. So, and you get to keep it forever, and whatever updates I make, you get. And there's a community too for moms or for anybody who joins.
That's awesome. I'll have to link all of that in the show notes. And to end this, I have three rapid fire questions that we are going to go through. They're not hard. Okay. First question, one thing to deepen your connection with yourself.
Something to deepen your connection with?
Yeah, one thing to deepen your connection with yourself.
Sit in nature. Whether it's the beach, the woods, wherever it is, sit and listen to the nature.
That's my go-to. Question number two, two books you recommend.
Oof. Okay. I'd say, let me grab it real quick so I can not mess up the name.
Or if you don't like read any books, it could be like Instagram accounts or just like people in general.
Okay, so The Slight Edge for Self-Development, it talks about the compound effect and how when you start like essentially building habits and when you keep doing those same good habits every day, the scales will tip for you and you will see the results and the breakthrough. You just can't stop doing those healthy habits. And then I'd say, oh my gosh, I haven't read for fun in a while. It's just been studying stuff.
I mean, that kind of counts.
I listened to Born to Run, which was a very interesting book about runners in Mexico who they run hundreds of miles just for like survival, everyday needs. So that was pretty cool. And the Ritual podcast, I'll go with that because that's my favorite. He's like very health and fitness. Yeah.
Perfect. All right. Question number three. Three things to add to your routine to level up your well-being.
Three things to add to the routine? Okay.
Your daily routine.
I like Mel Robbins' countdown to get out of bed in the morning. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Yeah. I've
heard you that. Get up and you go. That has worked wonders for me. Go for a walk, whether it's morning, midday, or evening. Go for a walk when you can. And then plan out your meals as best as you can and have them ready to just grab out of the fridge.
Like meal prep?
Yeah. I mean, and it can be simple. Like I put chicken in the Instant Pot with just water, boneless, skinless chicken breast, and I meal prep 2 pounds and shred it. And I can make all different meals. So something just like simple like that even would be good.
Yeah. Those were all so good. Thank you, Laura, for coming on to my podcast. This chat was amazing.
Thank you for having me.